Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
You won't make it stop by looking at it.
Oh, hi.
How long have you been out here?
10 minutes or so. I didn't sleep too well.
Yeah, I noticed.
I just kept turning it over and over in my mind all night.
Yeah.
We had an agreement. There'd be no feed crops for the dairy on home farm.
I know.
I really thought Brian had listened to me for once. Now, the first sign of a problem, he totally ignores it.
Well, to be fair, he didn't know one of their key suppliers was going to pull out.
There are other farms. I can't believe there's not someone out there who'd jump at a contract to supply the dairy.
But the trouble is, he hasn't got much time. Isn't that the problem?
The problem is he's gone for the easy option, never mind how I feel about it.
Would it be so bad, though?
What?
Basically, they're paying you to grow crops at home farm. Okay, you'll be growing a different set of crops, but would that be so awful?
That's not the point.
Running the arable isn't all you do.
I spend a lot of my time on it, though. It would be nice to be treated like a team player.
Ah, right, so that's it. It's all about status?
I expect to be part of the discussions, if that's what you mean. If the two of them are going to ignore me whenever they fancy a change of policy, what does that make me?
This is a one-off, surely.
I'm not so sure.
In any case, it's Debbie's ultimate responsibility. That's what your contract says.
I'd still like to be kept in the loop. That's not too much to ask, surely.
No. But you're going to have to make a decision. Brian isn't going to hang around.
No.
Come on. How about we get some breakfast?
Thanks anyway, but I think I'll go over to the farm.
What for?
I'll see you later, okay?
Yeah, all right. Well, are you going to be in for lunch?
I don't know. I'll have to call you.
Yeah, fine. Thanks.
Oh, if my hands had been in that freezer any longer, I'd have got frostbite.
What's it, Clarina?
All that wild boar meat. It's taken me 5 minutes to find the sausages for dinner.
Oh, you had to put it somewhere.
Well, I don't know why. It'll take forever to get through that lot.
Ah, beautiful meat. That is far too good to waste.
So what's going to happen to it?
Yeah, we'll have to ask Eddie. He's got something in mind.
That's what we're afraid of.
Providence cast that poor creature in our path, Clary. The least we can do is put it to good use.
Wish it didn't mean cluttering up my freezer.
Only temporary.
Better be.
Oh, well, it's Eddie you should be moaning at, not me.
Anyway, what you having with your bacon? Fancy some black pudding?
Oh, now you're talking, Clary, love.
Roger. You'll be back any minute.
Yeah, I hope you noticed how expertly we jointed it.
Oh, expertly, eh?
I learned that off my father, how to butcher a pig.
I just hope Eddie cleaned it proper, that's all.
And his father learned it off a travelling pig sticker. Everybody kept a pig in them days.
Yeah, well, a pig's one thing, a wild boar's something else.
Ah, it's lovely meat, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it's delicious, Joe. But I still don't know what you'll do with half a hundredweight.
Oh, blimey. Oh. It's chucking it down out there.
Did William sort you out?
Oh, what do you think? Never lets us down, eh, William?
No, he's a good lad.
Fancy coming out to look at it, love?
Ah, there you are.
Morning, Brian.
Yeah, pity about the weather.
Was there something you wanted to see me about?
Well, of course there is. I wondered if you'd come to a decision yet.
No, not yet.
I see. Unfortunately, we don't have long, Adam. I've got a BL meeting coming up next week.
And?
I need to give them a clear steer on our future.
You and Debbie seem to have that pretty well mapped out.
Well, that includes staffing. Which means I need to know if you're on board or not.
As I said, as soon as I've made a decision, I'll let you know.
Right. Well, the sooner the better.
You've sprung this on me. I don't intend to be railroaded into it.
Yes, all right, let's not go there again.
It's a big decision for me. I'll take as long as I need.
Yes, all right.
Thank you.
Just the same, you won't make it too long, will you?
Seen better days, innit?
Don't matter, it goes all right.
Oh, well, that's the main thing.
Who cares about a few dents?
Well, we can get the three of us in, at least, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll do while we sort out the van.
Ooh, what's William been carrying in here? It whiffs a bit.
Dead pheasants.
Wet dogs.
He could have cleaned out the old cartridge cases.
Oh, I'll soon get rid of them, don't worry.
Well, let's hope we don't have to put up with it for long.
Oh, this is just the job, love. I'm grateful to him.
Yeah, oh, you could get a ton of compost on the back there. No trouble at all.
Yeah. Plus a good few of my garden ornaments.
Yeah, and she's give you a tarpy. It's very handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you need to, you know. Some of the markets we've been doing, stuff goes walkabout.
Well, you're right. It's very kind of our William to lend it us.
Yeah, they've got three of these pickups on the chute, plus a couple of them things with the little wheels.
Oh, we're daft, are you? Glorified golf buggies.
And like William said, it isn't their busiest time of year, so they ain't using all the vehicles at the moment.
What about the insurance?
It's all sorted. William's got me name put on the list.
Oh, good, right. Well, now, if you don't mind, I'm going in.
Me too.
First thing you can do with this thing, Eddie.
What's that, love?
Load up all that boar meat you've put in our freezer and take it to Bolchester.
So now you're nagging him for a decision.
Well, I had to, I'm afraid. We need a quick answer on this one.
Oh, dear.
It's true, Jenny. I can't tiptoe round him anymore.
You know he hates being pushed.
Well, I can't help that. Things are getting volatile on the board.
What does that mean?
It means I don't know how much longer I can depend on Barbara's support. She's definitely wavering.
She that important?
She is. If we lose her, the whole project starts to look shaky. We badly need to shore things up.
And that means putting pressure on poor Adam.
Well, I just need to know if he's in or out. If he's out, fine. We'll find ourselves a bright young arable manager.
Well, you don't have to sound quite so happy about it.
Look, there's nothing I'd like better than to have Adam with us as an enthusiastic member of the team.
Oh, I hope so.
But if he finds it too much for his delicate conscience, we'll need someone else. Board has to see Home Farm as a fully functioning operation.
Oh, the board... I'm getting a bit tired of hearing what they want. What about the family?
Jenny, that's ridiculous. What do you think this whole thing's about if it's not the family?
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to ensure this farm's still viable in 20 years' time. Debbie can see that. Hoping Adam will in time.
Yeah, but it's time you're not giving him. I mean, you know he's always had his own ideas on the way forward and... He works so hard.
There'll be no change there. I backed him all the way, you know that.
Yeah, but if you could just try being a bit less, well, confrontational.
I'm sorry, I don't have that luxury. Not over the forage for the dairy.
Maybe if you thought you were listening to him more.
Oh, come on, we've been listening to him for months. He hasn't changed his position one iota. So now it's time for him to make up his mind.
Oh, smashing that, love. Compliments to the chef.
Very nice, Terry, love.
Glad you enjoyed it.
And here, there's another cup of tea going, eh?
I'll pass your mug.
Tap.
Eddie?
Oh, no thanks, Clary. Time I got on the blower.
Who to?
I thought I'd give Maurice Orton a bell. See if he's got any ideas for this meat.
You're mad. Maurice won't touch it with a barge pole.
You don't know that.
Oh, you've got a short memory, Eddie Grundy. I can tell you what he'll say. Exactly the same as me.
What's that?
Get out that digger of yours, make a big hole and then chuck it in.
Oh, come on, Clary.
After all we've been through, how can you even think about talking to Maurice? Let alone selling dodgy meat.
Selling dodgy meat?
Of course it ain't.
Spent his life in the woods, that beast. Eating everything natural.
And I'm sure you'll get to eat plenty of it, Joe.
Ah, he will. Terry.
People pay good money for boar meat.
Yeah, that's been properly killed and processed. No one's just been picked up off of the road.
Yeah, it's what folks want these days, Terry. Wild meat.
Yeah, that's right, love.
So what are you planning to do with it?
Burgers, perhaps, or sausages?
Yeah, yes, sees them all over the place. Wild boar burgers.
Eddie, how do you know this is legal? I don't want you getting into no trouble.
God, it's on menus in posh restaurants. Yeah, yeah. You see, it's advertised.
Yeah, no, but I still think you should check. And are you proposing to make burgers anyway?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. That's what I've got to see Morris about.
Oh, dear, after everything he did for you, getting you out of all that trouble.
That was different. That was condemned meat, only I didn't know. Our boar meat hasn't been condemned.
Well, of course not. It ain't been inspected, that's
why. Well, if it had been, they'd have passed it, no trouble at all.
Yeah, perfectly healthy that beast was.
Yeah, apart from being dead.
And what are you going to do with them, always supposing you do get them made?
Sell them, I hope.
And end up in prison. Good thinking, Eddie.
Here, how about we give them away at the cider club like we does with the drink?
Hey, that's an idea.
The folks pay to get in and they get a free burger.
And next day, someone gets a stomach bug and they're suing you for thousands.
I don't know why you're putting the mockers on this, Clary. Times are hard.
And I don't want to make them no harder.
Well, this could be the start of a nice little business. Food manufacturing.
And done Tom Archer no harm.
Just do me a favour, will you, Eddie? Please. Now, look, we'll eat as much of that meat as you like.
Oh, we will.
But please, don't give it to anyone else until you're really sure. All right?
Oh, Clary.
And one other thing. Get it out of my freezer.
You're enjoying this, aren't you? Well, that's how it sounds to me. Okay, I get the message.
Well, I don't have to ask who that was.
He just has to be in control.
I thought you spoke to him this morning.
Yes, I did.
So?
He's turning the screw. I've got to make my decision by Friday.
How long do you need?
It's not a matter of time. It's negotiation by ultimatum. That's what gets me.
Oh, come on, Adam, lighten up.
He's deliberately trying to wind me up.
He's your stepdad. He's not the Medicis.
You reckon? I'd need to check his DNA.
It's not going the way you want it, that's for sure.
I don't like being put under this kind of pressure.
There's a lot riding on it for Debbie and Brian too, though. I mean, you must be able to see that.
Well, maybe so. But I'm not going to be bullied into anything. I'm taking my time, and they'll just have to deal with it.
Good, you're on your own.
Morning.
You need to talk.
I'm sorry, Tracy, I really haven't got the time.
Susan, you can't hide away.
I'm not trying to.
I called in on Keith last night. He's in bits.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you?
Yes. But there's nothing I can do about it, is there?
Yes, there is. You can knock some sense into that spiteful daughter of yours. You've got to stop her.
Tracy.
You've got to do something. Otherwise, I wouldn't like to say what the consequences might be.
What do you mean?
I've never seen him like he was last night. You know Keith, always there with the one-liner, looking on the bright side, whatever.
Oh, Tracy.
There's this great suspicion hanging over him that he did that terrible thing. Can you imagine what that's like?
Of course I can.
Yeah, well. And then with Emma turning against him.
I know. I can't bear it, my daughter against my brother, but what am I supposed to do?
She's gone mad.
No.
Well, I can't think of any other explanation.
If he's innocent.
You're as bad as she is. You know he's innocent.
Yeah.
I know it. You know it. The police know it. Everyone knows it except that vindictive daughter of yours.
I know, Emma. She's not vindictive.
Well, she's got to be made to see that she can't go on like this.
Look, neither of us was there. She was. She swears she saw him.
In the dark. In an emergency. God knows why she had to cook up her little story.
Oh, you think it was easy to do what she did? She's been really upset too.
Oh, good. Keith thinks he's been properly set up.
Yes, well, I'm sorry.
Sorry isn't good enough. Get over there and make her stop spreading the lies. You're not going to, are you?
A load of my customers are on holiday at the moment. That's why I'm in so early.
Yeah?
I can do the round in about half the time.
Oh, lucky you.
Well, not really. I'd rather have it busy. It's like everyone's gone to a big party and I haven't been invited.
No.
Well, you know what I mean.
How would I? I'm always at the party.
Yeah, you probably are.
You could have a holiday yourself.
What, on my own? Great.
You could go to the Milk Bottle Museum.
You're kidding me.
No, it's for real. Mike told me about it.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I'm sure it's fascinating. I am taking a few days off, though. I'll probably just chill out and watch the Olympics on TV.
Exciting.
Mm. It'll do, until I get a better offer.
I could do with a holiday, too.
Mm. Any plans?
Not really.
I'm a little bit challenged in the cash department at the moment.
Yeah, me too. Mm. What have you been spending it on? You and Jazza got a secret life in the casino.
Seaside slot machines are more my budget.
Well, there you go, then. Caravan and Western Supermare and a bag full of 10 pence pieces. Holiday sorted.
I doubt if I can even afford a caravan at the moment.
Things must be bad.
Afraid so.
I've got my camper van.
What?
Well, it's built on the small side. It's big enough for two, though.
Are you serious?
Well, why not? We both want a holiday and we've agreed on that.
Well, I'm up for it.
Me too.
Share the petrol?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Western Supermare, here we come.
Hurry!
Right then, let's see how many bricks we can get in the box, shall we? Starting with the big blue ones. Oh, just a minute, darling.
Tracy. Right, listen to me.
What?
You have got to stop telling these lies about Keith.
You've got no right coming barging in here.
I mean it, Emma.
I haven't told any lies.
It's gone on long enough. You've got to stop now before something terrible happens.
It nearly did because of Keith.
No! You've built up this great big fantasy. It's you who needs locking up, not Keith.
Look what you've done. It's all right, sweetheart. Come here. No one's going to hurt you.
It's got to be obvious even to you. You've got it wrong.
I've got nothing to say to you. Will you just get out of here?
Not till I tell you what's going to happen. You're going to the police and you're going to tell them it was you made that anonymous call.
What?
And then you're going to say you realise you got it wrong. You got stressed out because of the fire. You thought your kid was going to die. And with the shock of it all, you made a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake.
You thought you saw Keith, but you now know he wasn't there.
But he was.
He can't have been. This is Keith, Emma. You should see him.
I don't want to.
Well, you should. It'd break your heart. You know you're wrong. And you haven't got the bottle to admit it.
I don't know why he did it, but it was him.
Liar! What a spiteful cow you are!
It's all right.
Spiteful and malicious.
Just get out. This is my house. I want you to leave.
Yeah, I'm going. I hope for your sake nothing bad happens to him. And I don't just mean prison.
What?
He's very low. God knows what he might do.
Don't land that on me.
And if that happens, I don't know how you're going to live with yourself.
Get out! Get out!
Just remember what I said.
Hey, you got your phone? Let's have a look at the music festivals.
Good idea.
Should be loads about now. See if you can find one near the coast.
There's always the Wired Otter. That's coming up soon.
Let's go a bit further than Felpersham. Hmm. We don't want to be bumping into people we know.
Don't we?
Oh, come on, let's live dangerously.
Ah, here we go. There's a music and beer fest.
No thanks. Huh? Potbelly blokes holding up their pints to the light. I'm getting over that in here. Now, what we want is a nice venue. Hmm. A couple of decent headline acts. Maybe a bit of stand-up comedy on the side.
Hey, you two look very engrossed.
Oh, hi, Kenton.
Hiya.
Not many in, then.
Well, it is Monday.
Yeah, true.
Hey, maybe you can give us a bit of advice.
Yeah. I'm your man.
Me and Harry are thinking of taking a holiday.
Yeah.
A road trip.
Across the States, coast to coast, yeah?
We haven't got a lot of dosh, either of us.
Oh.
So we're thinking of taking the camper van somewhere.
Oh, nice.
It's ages since I've been away in it. We both like the idea.
Yeah, well, nice and cosy.
Yeah, we just got to decide where to go.
Yeah, we want somewhere with a bit of life and maybe some music.
Yeah, plus a bit of comedy would go down well.
Well, in that case, the answer's obvious. And if you're sleeping in the camper van, it's not going to cost an arm and a leg.
Oh.
Yeah?
Well, apart from the fuel, that is.
Mum?
Oh, Emma, love, what's happened?
I've heard Tracy round.
It was horrible. Did you know she was coming?
She was in here earlier on. I could see she was in a state.
Why didn't you phone me?
I hope she'd calm down. Realise it wouldn't do any good.
No, you didn't.
Emma.
You wanted her to come round, didn't you? You think she's right?
No. That is... I don't know what to think.
But you still haven't made up your mind? Me or Keith?
Oh, it's not a question of being on anyone's side.
Yes, it is. You should have heard her. She said some terrible things.
You can't want Keith to go to prison, love. You know what he did to me.
It's not my fault he did what he did. Oh. And Tracy's putting all the responsibility of it on me. And you're not backing me up at all.
Yeah, I went to Edinburgh once with a mate of mine. Oh, a vintage year, if I remember. Yeah, and I think we left our mark.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it was ages. Yeah, he borrowed this old Hillman van. Would have made that camper van of yours seem like a state coach.
So, what'd you get to see?
Oh, it's all a bit hazy, I'm afraid. Oh, we spent a lot of time in the pubs, but there was loads going on, of course.
Well, what do you reckon, Harry?
Yeah, I've always fancied the Fringe.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kenton.
Well, hey, you have a good time. And you deserve it for looking after this place while me and Jolene are away.
That's no problem.
Well, have you had any luck with booking the bands?
Oh, I have, actually.
Ah, good.
Right, I'll leave you to it. Time I was going.
Okay. Well, I'll have a look at this year's Edinburgh programme, shall I?
Good plan.
We can go through it tomorrow night, after our training session.
What training session? Oh,
I knew you'd forget. The community games, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The spirit, guys. Come on. Don't want the ball team looking like a bunch of losers.
No way. So don't forget, Harry.
I'll be here.
You better be.
I'll see you then.
Yeah, see you, Harry.
Yeah, cheers.
You and Harry in a camper van, eh?
No, I know. This should be fun.
Yeah. Hey, so, this band.
Oh, wait till you hear them. They're amazing.
Mum.
Oh, it's complicated, love.
No, it's not. You'd rather believe Tracy than me.
No!
She wasn't even there. You don't want it to be Keith, either of you. Well, it's Tef, because he was.
Oh, Emma. I want to support you, I really do.
But you think I'm wrong?
I don't want any of this.
Neither do I.
We've all been there. You can get an idea in your head and it's hard to shift it, even when the facts point in another direction.
What do you mean?
Well, it can happen.
Would you please just spit it out?
You saw someone in the yard. No one disputes that.
I saw Keith.
He was someone who looked like Keith. Maybe. What I'm trying to say is...
What are you trying to say?
Well, I think you've built it up, and now in your head it's a cast iron certainty.
You think I'm crazy then?
Of course I don't. We all do it. Work things out so they're the way we want them to be.
You think I was looking to blame him? Of course I wasn't.
No, I know that. Oh, I'm not putting this very well. I know it's a hard thing to admit. But can't you at least accept the possibility that you could have got it wrong?
I don't think I did.
It's Keith's future at stake here, Emma. I'm sure in your heart you don't want it to be him.
Of course I don't. You're talking as if I've made it all up.
Well, the thing is... you've been wrong before.
What?
Think about it. You swore blind that Ed was George's father. You had us all going. Sure, you were right. And all the time Will was telling us what was actually the truth, that George was his.
But this is nothing like that. I saw him.
You saw someone. Everyone believes that. But somehow, maybe, you've just persuaded yourself it was Keith.
No!
Think about it, Emma. Got even the smallest doubt, you should say so. Tracy says Keith's in bits.
He should be doing something like that.
Oh, Emma, love. Are you really sure? Because if not, you've got to let it drop. Then maybe we can all get back to normal.
Kenton?
Yeah, oh, I'm just looking for the paper.
Okay, I've just been talking to your mum.
Ah, there we are.
You know these community games?
Mm, yeah, of course I do.
Well,
but it's my night off. I haven't read the paper for weeks. Now, I'm going to take this through and relax, okay?
Whoa, you're supposed to be in charge of them, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, so why's your mum been left to organise getting the field mode, huh?
I was meaning to talk to Bert about that.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Well, no, still, look, if Mum's seen to it...
When are you going to confirm the teams? You still got the notices up asking for entries.
Yeah, darling, I am onto it, okay?
Come on, Kenton. Time to get your act together. You can't leave it to everyone else.
You know, and I don't intend to.
Hey, and someone needs to give some thought to the medal ceremony.
I agree.
Yeah, these things don't just happen, you know.
No. So you'll give me a hand with that, will you?
Ah, Kenton.
Evening, Linda.
Hello, Linda. Just to let you know, I'll be in with the theatre company later on.
Oh, great. We'll look forward to that.
Yes, we're rehearsing on the green in a few minutes. Huh? The company is centering down at the moment.
Just what I'd like to be doing. Nothing. We'll be seeing you later, then. Yeah?
Yes. Mm. We'll need a debrief. I'm sure Seth will have lots of notes. So I thought this would be the ideal place.
Oh, we'll look forward to it, Linda.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's going to be a very stimulating evening.
Sure it will be. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a date with a comfy chair.
Oh, right. Yes. Just what? One more thing. I'm just drawing up the final list of torchbearers. Would you be kind enough to display it in here?
Yeah, I think we can manage that, can't we, Jolene?
We can. Yeah. Good. I've tried to include the young and the not-so-young. Mm-hmm. Well, they need to be reasonably active, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
At the younger end, I've asked Amy Franks and Alice Carter... Uh-huh. Oh, and dear little Molly Button.
Oh, great.
And at the other end, as it were, there's Christine Barford. And I was wondering about Hilary Noakes. What do you think? She's volunteered.
The thing about Edinburgh is you've got to watch your back.
What?
Oh, we Glaswegians, we have the bad reputation. But we know better, you see.
Oh, yeah.
You can deal with somebody with local knowledge along with you.
Mm. Jazza, it's an internationally famous event. It's just full of people out to get rich cultural experiences.
That's exactly my point. You could get fleeced if you don't know your way about.
I think we'll be all right.
And what about the food? If you got to the Rand Cafs, you could end up spending a fortune.
Well, we're mostly going to take stuff back to the van.
That's daft. You'll be missing it big time.
Thanks, Jazza, but we'll be okay.
Right. You ready, Harry?
Yep, I'm with you.
Cool. I was just telling Harry how you could do with some local knowledge up in Edinburgh.
Meaning you, I suppose.
Look at me as your local tour advisor, dedicated to enhancing your holiday experience.
Sorry, we've got to go.
We've got training to do. Well, Penny Reese is working. He's on the ball team too.
Go on then, don't let me keep you.
We ought to drag Kenton out as well. Come on, let's go and get him.
Right, I better get back. I don't want to miss Seth's proclamation.
It's what?
Oh, it's a little routine he's introduced. At every site, he starts by bringing the company together in touch with the unseen presences around us. Yes, I know it sounds strange.
Or just a touch.
It's a sort of deep thought, really. Oh. For example, beside the phone box, he asked us all to tune in to the myriad conversations that still hover in the air around it.
Gosh.
Oh, yes. To draw strength from them, you see. It releases a huge amount of creative energy.
Yeah, well, enjoy yourselves.
We will. Bye for now.
Yeah. Bye, Linda. Bye.
What a bunch of nutters.
Oh,
I'm almost tempted to stay, but the armchair calls.
Well, look, give some thought to the games, OK?
Yeah, no, I will. Oh, right. And good luck with the lovies.
Oh.
Kenton, you ready?
What?
You haven't forgotten.
Well, it's practice tonight for your community games.
Yeah, for the team, not for me.
It's the pub team. You're training us. You're giving us your inside knowledge.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
come no. on, you're our mentor.
And our manager.
Who says?
We do. So get your shorts on. But we'll see you outside in 2 minutes, OK?
See ya.
I wouldn't fight it, pal.
Second drawer down, Kenton. All washed and ready to go.
Oh, whose stupid idea was this anyway?
It was yours, darling. Have fun.
Yeah, can't wait.
Hey, Jazz, aren't you involved in all this?
They tried their best, but a man has his dignity.
Ah.
Caterpillar races and space hopper obstacle courses only for me. I'll have a pint of lager, please.
Right, you are.
I was just talking to Fallon there about this trip they've got planned. You know, the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, yeah.
Whose idea was it, do you know? Hell's or Harry's?
To be honest, I ain't sure.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought it'd be Harry's. No enough sweat and lycra involved.
As long as they have a good time, eh?
They'd have a better time with me along with them.
Fuck you!
Oh, like I said, I know the place. I could probably save them a fair amount of money.
I expect they'll manage. They're sleeping in the camper van, did she tell you?
Aye.
I don't know if you've seen inside, but it's very small.
It's not that small.
There you go.
Ta. I'd have said there was a better room. Plenty enough for three, anyway.
Come on, you two. You're meant to be caterpillars, not slugs. Put your backs into it. Yeah, that's better.
Someone ought to tell him.
What?
That caterpillars don't have backs.
Don't they?
Well, they don't have backbones anyway.
Oh, I'm not sure I have any more.
Oh, I'm nearly there.
Yeah, never mind the chatter. Let's see you up that wriggle rate. Oh, yeah. Whoa. That's it.
Oh, I don't know why we dragged him out.
Oh, he's certainly going to make us pay for it.
Okay, come on. One last effort. Come on, go for it. Okay, well done.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, not bad. You were 2:20 faster that time.
Great. At this rate, we'll break the two-hour 100-metre barrier.
Right, what do you want to do now? Welly wanging?
Yeah, something a bit less strenuous.
Let's get out of this thing.
Oh, here's Eddie. Now, don't let him into any tactical secrets.
Why?
He's a cider club team. He's your rival. Oh, what the hell is that?
That's Linda's theatre group. Sounds like they're remaking Wuthering Heights.
Hey, you lot, can you turn it down a bit?
What did you say?
Turn it down! There's athletes here trying to concentrate.
Ooh, don't think they're impressed.
How you doing?
Oh, hi, Eddie.
What's going on here, then?
That would be telling.
The clue's in the sleeping bag, I reckon.
Do you want to go?
Oh, no, Tom.
You too can be a caterpillar.
Yeah, I'm saving myself for the big day, but can I have a quick word, Kenton?
Yeah, of course you can. What's on your mind?
It's a business matter. Maybe we could stroll across to the pickup?
Okay, but it better not take too long, though. It's my night off, and I'm going to go back in to read the paper in a minute.
5 minutes tops.
Yeah. Right then, you two. If you could get on with the welly wanging.
Right.
Yeah, now, balance and focus is the key here. Fix your eyes on the distant point where you want it to land.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway. Just carry on. We shall be long.
So,
who's got the wellies?
Never mind the wellies. What are we going to do about Jazzer?
Well, you don't fancy having him along?
No way. You don't, do you?
Well, I do see a lot of him.
Yeah. So what are we going to do?
Ah, with luck, we shouldn't have a problem. There's no chance of Mike letting him go at the same time as me.
You sure about that?
Well, how can he? Never be able to run the business if both of us gone.
There you go. Have a look at that.
Well, what is it?
Better still, have a taste of it. You'll never have had anything like it.
Is it a burger of some sort?
Oh, no, not just a burger. It's more special than that.
It's a bit on the crumbly side, isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't quite got it right yet.
You made it yourself?
Yeah, we're still experimenting. Dad reckons it needs more goose fat. Go on, try it.
Yeah, well,
don't worry, it's all cooked and everything.
Yeah, I don't know, Eddie.
Oh, you'll love it, honestly. Go on, live dangerously.
Well? Oh, well. Oh, it's certainly got flavour. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, actually, it's quite nice.
It's wild boar.
Is it indeed?
Yeah, we're thinking of going into production. You know, a diversification.
Well, good for you.
So, how about putting them on the menu?
Oh, no, well
the bald or jacks, don't matter to us. Put them in both if you like.
Where did you get the meat?
Ah, lucky chance. Roadkill.
Yeah, not for us, I don't think, but thanks for asking.
Oh.
Yeah, now I'd better get on with the training.
Okay, I need a word with that theatre group of Linda's.
Yeah, oh, well, tell them to keep the noise down.
Yeah, okay. See ya.
Yeah. And Eddie, yeah, you better take the rest of this burger.
There you go, Jazzy mate.
Cheers, Harry. How'd the training session go?
Not bad, thanks. We finally cracked the caterpillar wriggle. It's all in the hip action.
That I can't wait to see.
We're going to be awesome.
You were right about Mike. I called him.
Oh, no luck.
Like you said, he won't let me take holiday at the same time as you.
Yeah, I thought he might say that.
So you two will be on your own, Sam.
Oh, well.
It's a shame, though. Would have been good to 3 years together.
Yeah, still. There you go. Can't be helped.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try and change his mind.
What?
Push him a bit.
Well, it's a bit hard on him.
He'll get by. Wouldn't hurt him to do a few extra shifts. It's only a few days.
Well, good luck.
It's worth a try. I'll wait till he comes off his course and then turn up the heat.
Right, that's it. I'm off to chillax with the paper at last.
Hey, how did Fallon and Harry do, eh?
Oh, not too bad. I think they'll maintain the reputation of the ball.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Well, Linda.
Oh, hello, Kenty. Oh,
rehearsal over?
Yes, we finished.
So where are they all? No, no, don't tell me. Seth's incantations created a black hole and they all got sucked in.
They decided to go back to Eddie's Cider Club instead.
Oh, the dirty rats.
Oh, that's a shame, Linda.
Yes, it is. But then it was their spontaneity that attracted me in the first place, so I can't complain.
Well, let's be honest, Linda. I mean, they are just a little bit, what shall I say, pretentious, maybe?
I don't think I know what you mean.
No one in the village has the slightest idea what they're on about.
Well, I do, I assure you. As would anyone who bothered to listen to what they have to say.
Oh, if you say so.
You know, I'm sure they'll be a great success, Linda.
Yeah, of course they will.
If only you meant that, Kenton.
Hey, chin up.
Well, I'll bid you good night.
Yeah, good night, Linda.
Bye. Bye, Jolene.
Kenton.
Oh, she'll get over it. Right, now's my chance. A glass of wine,
yeah.
Bit of Miles Davis, paper, and I'll see you in several hours.
Okay. Oh, who is it, darling?
It's Dad, on the landline.
He'll be right there. Oh, do us a favour, would you, Kenton? Hold the fort here for a few minutes. Kenton?
Yeah, all right. I know when I'm beat. It was Wayne, you say?
Afraid so.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Poor you. But look on the bright side.
Which is?
Well, it won't be long before you're on the other side of the world.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Roll on, New Zealand.
That's her. See? There. Looking at us now. Yeah, she's definitely favouring that front foot.
If you say so.
Have to go in there, have a closer look.
All I see is a dozen acres of venison and legs. Guess that's why I'm a chef, not a farmer.
Each to his own, eh?
True. You really love this job, though, don't you?
All right, now, I'd sooner be out on a combine, but...
Okay, apart from the weather.
But yes, I do, when I get left alone to get on with it.
You're pretty good at it, too.
Yeah, well, I've been at it long enough.
So, when are you going to give Brian his answer?
When I'm good and ready. I'm not going to be hustled into anything.
As you said.
If I give way over this, he'll just see me as a pushover forever.
Ah, right, so it's not just about the dairy anymore.
Well, yeah, that's important too.
You wouldn't actually be working on it, though.
No.
Just growing crops. Hardly any different from what you're doing now.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But whatever job you do, you've got to see it in its context. Yeah?
Meaning what?
Well, it'd be like me saying to you, cooking's just cooking.
Right.
I may still be growing crops, but what they're going for makes a difference.
Back to square one, then.
You did ask, Ian. All right, I'm going to buzz around the enclosure. You want to sit on the back?
No, I'd love to, but I'd better get on.
Well, thanks for bringing the sun.
You're welcome. What time do you expect to finish?
About 7:30, probably.
I thought I might go for a pint. Well, since it's my night off.
Yeah, why not?
So, do you fancy joining me in the bowl?
Okay, you're on. About 8:00, shall we say?
Yep. See you then. And make sure you eat the sarnies. They're chef's specials.
Right, if you turn the petrol tank on its side.
Good job you're in-handed.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, never really got to grips with quad bike engines.
Neither have I, needless to say.
Now, there's supposed to be two little screws holding in the fuel tap. Yeah, no, there they are. Oh, yeah. Hey, can you pass me that Phillips head? The smallest one.
Yep. Is that one all right? Yeah, that's fine.
I'll get on, David. Oh, Ed, Kira left a toy behind this morning.
It wasn't a fluffy pig, was it?
Yes.
Right, well, she'll miss that come bedtime.
I'll drop it round.
Thanks. Is there any news on the insurance for the barn?
Could be months before it's settled.
And in the meantime, you've just got to keep staring at that ruin.
Well, not for much longer, I'm glad to say. We've got some specialist contractors coming in tomorrow.
What, take it down?
Well, some of it, anyway. They're going to sort out the metalwork, make it all safe. After that, we'll just have to wait.
Can you pass the airline?
There you go.
So what are you going to do about hay?
Oh, we've got a load on order. I'll have to make a space for it somewhere.
There's not much else you can do.
Well, not ideal, but it'll get us through.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Oh, hello, love.
Hello, Kira. She's well away.
Yeah. So you're making sense of it?
Well, Ed is, I'm glad to say. Rather out of my league, I'm afraid.
Well, you've come to the right person. Yeah. You fired a pound for every time I found bits of engine on the kitchen table.
You still wouldn't have enough for a good curry.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I won't hold you up. I better get this one to bed.
Okay. We haven't heard anything more from the police, I mean.
No?
No. Have you?
Why would I?
Well, you know, all from your family.
I've had Mum and Tracy going on at me, if that's what you mean.
Oh.
They both think I'm making it up.
Do they?
I'm beginning to wish I'd never said anything.
You do still think that it was him, though, Keith?
It's tough for Emma, this, David.
No. I know that, and we appreciate what you've done. We really do, but, you know, I don't want the police chasing the wrong man.
Neither do I.
Emma, sorry, I didn't mean... We just want it all done with, that's all.
Yeah, well, you're not the only ones.
Look, Ed, we're really grateful to Emma.
Let's just get on with the spark plugs, shall we?
My grandmother made the very best stuginina in our district. Everyone said so.
Yeah?
Even professional chefs said so. She won first prize in our local food festival.
And what was so special about them?
The herbs, mostly.
See, that's the sort of thing that makes the food great. That detail.
Passed down the generations.
I've done a dish with pig's feet myself. Probably quite similar.
With stuginina, it's the jelly.
No gelatin in mine, but I think you do it much the same way, including horseradish.
Well, I'd like to try it.
I only made it once. It didn't go down too well.
Anyone want another drink?
That's okay. My round.
Oh, thanks. Have the same again, please.
Oh, so will I. Thank you.
Right then. Coming up.
I'm sorry, Adam. Are you bored with all this talk about food?
No, that's fine.
Perhaps you'd like me to go away. Well, only Ian was sitting on his own.
No, no. It's good to see you. And living with Ian, the conversation usually ends up on food.
Well, you produce it, he prepares it. You make a pretty good team.
Yeah, I reckon so.
It's a shame you produce all that commodity stuff as well.
Sorry?
Well, the feed wheat and the rapeseed. In Poland, we're trying to stop that kind of farming. That's why I'm interested in good food.
Well, over here, we don't think good food comes from just one kind of farming.
It can't be done. Agribusiness always wins in the end.
So what's your answer?
Well, proper food. If everyone demanded good food, there'd be no agribusiness. Ian must have told you this.
Well, not really. He seems pretty relaxed about what I do.
That would be very unusual in my country.
What?
You and Ian, living like you do. In Poland, it would be more difficult for people like you, especially in the country.
It used to be like that over here. We've moved on a lot since then, I'm glad to say, even in my lifetime.
Sorry, Pavel, what was it you wanted to drink?
Oh, a pint of Shires, please. I like your beer.
Good.
So, what, has Pavel filled you in on the proper way to make pierogies?
Hi, can I come in?
Oh, hi, Emma. I was going to pop over.
Sorry to bother you.
No problem. You're looking for Piggy Pig, I expect.
Thanks ever so much. She can't settle without Piggy. He's her favourite. I'll say goodnight.
Emma, before you go...
Yeah?
David and I have been talking about, well, you know, the situation. and how the police seem to be focused on just one line of inquiry.
Not you as well.
Sorry?
David had a go at me in the yard. Like I don't know what I'm talking about.
No one's saying that.
Do you think I'm enjoying all this? Do you think I like having my family all turning on me?
Emma, you've been really brave and we're very grateful.
Yeah.
We are. I'm sorry. The last thing we'd want to do is upset you.
Well, let's leave it then. Thanks for Piggy.
Take care, won't you?
I'll see you.
Bye. Oh, dear.
He's a nice lad.
Yeah. A bit full of himself sometimes.
Really?
I think he knows everything, you know.
Well, he certainly knows his stuff about food.
Oh, yeah. He's got strong opinions on farming, too. I don't disagree with him on a lot of it.
Why? What's he saying?
Well, basically, he doesn't think much of the way we farm. He reckons it's all industrial, monocultures and high inputs.
Well, what's his alternative?
Multicropping. That's what he's talking about. Integrating grazing with cropping systems. Small mixed farms, basically.
Maybe the world's changed.
Not for the better, according to him.
Look, everybody wants food we produce to be good. I mean, of course they do.
Oh, I thought you more than anyone. Sometimes you have to make compromises. Yeah, I know. It takes two, though. When did Brian ever compromise with me?
Well, he could have gone for wall-to-wall maize for the dairy, ignored you completely, but he didn't. A big chunk of the farm is exactly as you want it to be.
Oh, maybe, but I think he was just buying me off, really. It doesn't matter to him.
I'm not sure you're being fair. You're going to have to come to a conclusion soon, you know.
In Pavel's world, we'd see a lot more of my sort of enterprise.
They're starting from a different place over there.
And he wants to keep it that way, and good for him.
He's made quite an impression on you.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I like his vision. It's the way I used to feel in Africa.
Oh, it's different times, Adam.
Yeah.
I mean, you've made the adjustment and managed to keep your principles. That's good, too.
Have I? Or have I sold out?
I don't think so.
I sometimes wish I was back in that world.
No, you don't. Not really.
Well, at least you know you're doing something useful. It's immediate. You can see the benefits, not just making profits for big corporations.
Yeah, and having a good life yourself. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, okay, Ian. I am.
Look, you're not the same person you were then. For better or worse, you've moved on.
I don't know.
The grass is always greener, Adam.
Maybe.
Yeah, but life on your side of the fence isn't at all bad. What did they say?
Not even my own mum believes me. David, Ruth, everyone's saying, are you sure? Are you sure? Emma must have got it wrong. That's what they all think. What if I haven't?
Oh, shh.
What if I've done that to Uncle Keith and it was nothing to do with him?
Come on.
He's always been so lovely to me. Well, I can hardly believe it myself. But I did see him, Ed. I did. But I keep thinking...
What?
Should I just... ring again. Tell them I wasn't right. I got it wrong. And then everything would be okay.
Emma.
And Uncle Keith. He wouldn't have to go to court. All that.
Emma, no.
I could face my own mum again.
I was there, remember? When you thought George was in that barn.
Yeah.
That you worked it out. You were so sure it was Keith. You'd never have made that call otherwise.
No.
I believe you, Em. And if Keith did that, if he put all our lives at risk, then he's got to face up to what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he put our George in that sort of danger, he needs banging up, Em. That's all there is to it.
Hi. What's the problem? Really?
Oh, that wasn't very clever of him. Okay, I'll be over there as soon as I can, but it'll be a couple of hours yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'll be honest with you, Brenda. I shan't be sorry to get away on my course.
Why? What's the problem?
I've had Jazzer bending me ear about taking time off. I mean, we should be fine, except he's decided he wants it when Harry's away.
I wouldn't worry about it. He's totally out of order.
Well, of course he is. But, well, you know, Jazzer, when he gets something in his head, it's very hard to shift him.
Tell him to get lost, Dad.
To be honest, I can't wait to get going. 2 whole days on woodland management. Bring it on.
Ta-da!
Ah, Vicky, love.
Well, what do you think?
About what?
Well, the dress, of course.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, what would you do with him, Brenda? Talk about damning with faint praise. Well, to be honest. What? Just, it is a tiny bit short, isn't it? It's a bit young. I'm 46, in case you've forgotten. Yeah, of course. If you like it, fine. Oh, come on, Mike. Well, you like it, don't you?
Well, yeah, I said so, didn't I?
Wonderful.
Look, if I'm honest, I have to say I don't like it as much as the gold one.
What gold one?
That gold dress of yours.
I've never had a gold dress in my entire life. No, Dad, you're thinking of Mum's.
Oh, yeah, perhaps I am. Sorry.
Vicky. Oh, great. Thanks, Mike. Look, I'd better be getting back. Have a good time on your course, Dad.
I'll do my best. Thanks, love.
See you, Vicky.
Bye.
Well, thank you very much.
What?
Just once in a while, it might be nice if you took my side when Brenda makes one of her bitchy comments.
I don't think she was meaning to be bitchy.
So what would you call it, saying I'm too old?
She's only thinking of you.
So you don't agree with her?
Well, not really, no.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate that.
Look, Vicky, it's been a long day. I really don't need this right now.
Neither do I.
I'm going for a pint, OK?
He certainly made a mess of it.
He backed the tractor into it. While he was trying to turn around, then he got in a panic and backed it in even more.
Oh, it's pulled the first hoop right out, I see.
I know.
What was he doing on the tractor anyway?
Felix asked him to get some more pallets.
Well, Felix should know better. The guy's not authorized to drive tractors.
I don't think he will again. He was very upset.
Oh, well, it's done now. Need to get it fixed, though. Looks to me like we're going to have to replace a whole section.
I'd say so. Do you want to do it now?
I prefer to.
Okay.
You don't mind working on?
Well, what else have I got to do?
Well, weren't some of you going to a movie tonight?
Yeah, I didn't fancy it much.
Well, if you're up for it, that'd be great.
Now, I've brought some new hoops down. They're over there.
Oh, well done.
And I got a new sheet, plus the toolbox.
That's great. Well, we'll make a start then, shall we?
What's the best thing to do? Cut off the old plastic first?
Yeah, that's the drill.
Hang on. I'll get us some blades.
So, why don't you fancy the movie?
It's all guns and shootouts. Not really my scene.
What about your friend Alina? Didn't she want to go?
She's gone with Gustav.
Oh, I thought you and she were...
No. She's with him. There you go.
Thanks. I think we'd better take it back a full bay.
That'd be safest.
Yeah, if you can start on that side, I'll start over here.
Okay.
Your team did well today, Pavel. I dropped in the office, had a look at the figures.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
I put money on you being top team by the end of the week. Hey, what are you doing?
Pulling the hoop out.
No. We've got to strip the sheeting off first.
I thought it might be easier to cut without the metal in the way.
Listen, we'll cut back the polythene first, okay? Then we'll take the hoop out.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You work too hard. Do you know that? I only hope you are appreciated.
Come on. Let's get on with it, shall we?
Oi, love.
Had a nice drink?
Yeah, it was okay. Not very relaxing, though. Linda was in there with that mad theatre lot.
Oh, dear.
Had the place in uproar. Will Grundy was in, and when they heard he was a keeper, they thought they'd stage an impromptu shoot. What's the matter, love?
Well, you've obviously had a better evening than I have.
Look, love, if it's about the dress...
Oh, never mind about the dress. It's going back first thing in the morning.
Don't do that. It's really very nice.
Don't patronise me, Mike. It's too young for me. Brenda thought so and you agreed.
Oh, come on. This ain't like you.
Well, it is now. It's time I was acting my age.
Vicky.
I wouldn't want to embarrass you, looking ridiculous, trying to cling on to my youth with everyone sniggering behind my back.
Well, they won't be.
All saying, poor old Mike, who does she think she is?
You are down in the dumps.
Just facing some uncomfortable truth, that's all.
You've got to go down the clinic tomorrow, haven't you? I saw on the calendar.
Just a routine smear test, and while I'm there, I'm going to face up to it. Ask for some advice about the change.
About what to wear, you mean?
Mike! So, don't you worry about me. You get off and enjoy your course in the morning.
Come on, you! Last!
Hey, what's the problem?
I can't get that sheet to line up.
You should have waited for me.
Grab the other side, can you?
I think we've earned a break first. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, you see what time it is?
I'm not in any hurry. How about you?
Okay, I suppose.
So come on, chill. It'll all get done in the end.
Yeah, I guess.
You seem a bit stressed. Sorry if I shouldn't say so.
I'm just tired.
No, you are stressed. What's the problem?
I've got a decision to make, that's all.
An important one?
You could say that, about my role on the farm.
Well, you don't know that already?
Oh, forget it.
It's a big job, running a place like this.
It is.
I'd like to run a farm this size one day. There's a lot you could do.
I wouldn't be in too much of a hurry. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
How much land are you responsible for?
All together?
Yeah.
Including the estate, 1,054 hectares.
Yeah? Could not really be interesting. Or you could get a lot more people involved. Set up a marketing co-op.
It's not as easy as you think.
You're only scratching the surface of what this land could be doing. If you had a different policy, all kinds of opportunities could be opening up.
Well, I'll buy that, but right now it feels like they're closing down.
You want to know why? In my opinion.
Do tell me.
Okay. But I'm not sure you're going to like the answer.
I don't like leaving you while you feel like this.
I'll be fine.
Well, it's only a couple of days. And it'd be really useful for me tree work.
There you go, then.
I'll be back before you know it.
What time are you leaving in the morning? Early?
Very early.
In that case, you better get started on your packing.
Maybe I better.
You'll forgive me if I don't come up and give you a hand?
No, not to worry, love.
Good. And you'll think I'd better sit here quietly and drink the rest of my cocoa. That seems to be about all I'm fit for now.
Oh, hey, Vicky, loved. Don't let it get you down.
No.
I'm sure Brenda didn't mean to upset you like this.
Oh, it's not Brenda, it's just... Suddenly you realise you don't quite feel like the woman you're seeing in the mirror.
You don't look any different to me.
Well, that's nice of you. Oh, Mike, don't worry. Like I say, I'll be fine.
Your basic problem is you're a manager who is not allowed to manage.
And how have you come to that conclusion?
It's an interest of mine. Good management. When it works and when it doesn't.
So you're suggesting it doesn't work here?
Don't get me wrong. I think you are a very good manager.
Well, thanks.
No, I mean it. You're good with people. You get the best out of them.
I try.
Unfortunately, things get in the way.
Yeah.
Which is why you are frustrated and for some of the time, ineffective.
Pavel?
Are you going to fire me?
I'm thinking about it. Wait. Chuck me another beer, can you?
Sure. There you go.
Thanks. All right, then. So what would you do if you were me?
I'm not sure. I couldn't put up with it for long, I know that.
You'd move on?
Yeah, probably. But I can see it wouldn't be that easy for you.
I've got a lot invested in this place, not just money either.
Exactly. It would be hard to walk away.
And if you ran this place, you'd do it differently.
I wouldn't put up a big shed full of cows for a start.
Well, there I agree with you.
Now, cows are fine, but I'd put them on a pasture-based system, part of a crop rotation.
We've got a good rotation already.
Not with grazing in it, and that's the way you cut your inputs.
We've got the sheep, but I know what you mean.
Like I said, you need more people involved. Share farming, maybe, or a farm tenancies.
Right.
It's the way it needs to be in my country.
You'll have a fight on your hands.
You could do well in Poland. You've got a free mind, and I know people who'd value that.
See now.
It's easy to get trapped into an easy life, don't you think?
Oh, come on. It's time we got this polytunnel fixed.
What's the matter? Have I offended you?
No, but you're making a lot of assumptions about me.
Possibly. But am I right?
Oh, hi, Linda. It's Vicky. Sorry to call you so late, but if you're still up, can you give me a call, please? Only I could really do with a chat.
Adam, I thought you might have been in touch before now. You're obviously taking it to the wire. Anyway, please call me, because I need your answer. I'm in for the rest of the evening, okay?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Brenda. Come on in.
Thanks. Dad get off all right?
Yeah, fine. He was away at the crack of dawn. Just sit yourself down.
Oh, thanks. I thought I'd pop around for a quick word.
You all right?
Yeah, but Vicky, I'm sorry. I went too far and I really didn't mean to.
What?
Last night when I said, you know...
Last night?
Well, yeah, about your new dress.
Oh, that.
I don't think I've been very fair on you recently, and what I said about Mum, it just slipped out, you know, and I honestly didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Oh, don't worry about it. Really.
You sure? Mm.
The dress has gone back. I took it in this morning.
Oh, Vicky, you didn't.
Well, you were probably right anyway.
Oh, no.
Never mind about the dress.
Vicky, what is it?
I've had some news, and it's left me a bit stunned.
What?
I had to go for my smear test today, only I didn't have the nurse as usual. I saw the doctor instead. And before she took it, she wanted to check something out.
And?
We thought Jazza would give up on the idea, with Mike being so against it.
Oh, well, you don't know Jazza then.
He's told me he's planning to do some intense lobbying for time off when Mike gets back from his course.
Yeah? Well, my money's on the Scotsman.
Oh, don't say that. Fella's not going to be at all happy.
What's on earth's going on out there? There's someone doing semaphore on the church tower and a heartbroken woman sobbing on the village green.
Ah, well, that'll be the theatre group, yeah. Oh, did you notice anyone trying to sabotage it?
What? Mm-hmm. No.
No? Mm. Well, only be a matter of time. Yeah, rumour has it the octogenarians of the village have had enough.
Really?
I'll take no notice of him. What can I get you, Roy?
Oh, just a half a shires, please, Joni.
Right.
It's a creative exploration of communication between lost souls, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Who's the guy in the cheesecloth shirt, then?
Oh, that'll be the director. Seth, his name is, yeah. He'll be in later on.
I can't imagine why anyone would be pleased to have them back in again.
Well, it's all business.
That sort of business we can do without. Last time they came in, they offended half the regulars.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you know, be fair, though. I mean, the other half had a great time.
There you go, Roy.
Oh, cheers. Anyway, I popped in for a word about the community games.
Oh, Kenton's your man.
All right, I've got the Lower Loxley team list here somewhere.
Huh? Oh, change.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Ah, right. Very controversial.
Okay.
Schuler's poached Freddy for the stables team.
Oh, hey.
So Elizabeth's having fun teasing him.
Marvellous. All in the right spirit, then.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. No problem.
Hi, Adam. Can you call me back, please, ASAP? I'd like to know what's going on. Have you made your mind up? And when are you going to talk to Brian? Give me a call, eh?
Vicky, so you weren't actually trying for a baby?
Of course we weren't. I thought I was well past all that.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, Brenda. There's a little tiny bit of me inside that's so excited I can't tell you. But then, I just feel numb, really. I don't know what to think.
Well, it's a shock. When are you going to tell Dad?
That's what I'm turning over and over. There's no way I can do it on the phone.
But he has to know.
Of course he does, but I've decided it can wait till he gets back at the weekend.
Right.
What a welcome home from him, eh? I just don't know how he's going to react, Brenda. I can't imagine he'll jump for joy.
No, so neither can you. Not yet.
Exactly. And then, there's no way I could cope on my own with a little one. That I'm sure of. So that's what I was sitting here thinking when you arrived. I'm going to have to.
You can't.
Oh, Brenda. I can't even bear the thought of
it. I can see what it means to you.
I don't see I'll have any choice. Mike's done all that. He's got you and Roy. He's over 60. It all adds up against me. Don't you think?
Vicky, you haven't even spoken to him yet. There's so much for you both to think about.
You're telling me.
You'll have to talk it all through, the two of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a shock, eh?
Oh, Brenda, thank you. I'm so glad you called when you did.
Yeah, so am I. Vicky, if it was just you, if you didn't have to worry about Dad's reaction, if you knew he'd be happy, how would you feel then?
I never thought. I wanted a baby so much when I was younger. Oh. And the thought, if I dare to let myself think it, Brenda, my little baby.
Oh.
You got to promise me one thing, though.
Oh, don't worry, I won't breathe a word.
Not even to Tom. Do you promise me that?
Yeah, of course.
Linda don't look at all happy.
Well, something's gone very wrong with the rehearsal. They were meant to be out there for another half an hour at least. Well,
did she say anything?
Something about Seth wanting to introduce some totally new scenes.
At the dress rehearsal?
Apparently. Anyway, Linda got involved in spite of herself.
Oh.
Yeah, so they decided to adjourn here and sort it out.
Oh.
And here they all are.
Well, they'd better behave themselves tonight.
Well, I wouldn't count on it.
Oh. Oh, poor Linda. Look, perhaps you should go and have a word with her, huh?
What about?
Oh, back her up a bit. She looks out of her depth to me. Oh, Roy, I thought you'd gone.
No, I've been talking to Kate.
What, from South Africa? Must have cost a fortune.
Well, what's happened?
Some sort of incident in a taxi. My God, when I think about it.
Involving Phoebe, you mean?
Something about the driver getting aggressive.
Oh, Roy.
Oh, blimey, is she all right?
She wasn't hurt, thank goodness. She's badly shaken, though.
Oh, I ain't surprised.
Well, now she can't wait to get home, apparently.
That's awful. She was having such a lovely time, too.
It's Kate I blame. What was Phoebe doing on her own in a taxi in the first place?
Yeah. So, when is she coming home?
Well, this is it. Next Tuesday, thank goodness.
Well, it'll be great to see her.
Oh, yeah, I know, it really will. I know one thing. I shan't relax till she's back.
Oh, I bet.
Anyway, I better go. need to put Hayley in the picture.
Well, give her our love, huh?
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Cheers. I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye, Roy.
Yeah, cheers, Roy.
Oh, and good luck with that lot. I think you might be in for a lively night.
Oh.
I'm sorry it's a bit late.
Oh, not at all. No, you're a busy chap. Come on, sit yourself down. I'll pour you a coffee.
Thanks.
Just before we launch in, Adam, and please don't take this the wrong way, but I took a turn round the hinds earlier.
Oh, yeah?
And everything's fine. Some very healthy-looking calves in there, even if they are a bit bedraggled. But you know you said you'd have a look at that fencing down at the bottom end?
Yes.
Well, it's still the same. Not completely gone, and nothing's got through there, but it does need looking at. Hope you don't mind me reminding you.
Nice of you to take an interest.
I mean, I know you've had a lot on, even though we've all been twiddling our fingers waiting for the harvest to start. There you go.
Thanks.
And it's easy for things to slip through the net, but it does need doing.
Brian.
I mean, the way things are, we can't afford any slip-ups. And I thought this would be the ideal time, what with you having to mark time.
Brian.
Anyway, all right, enough said. We're not here to talk about deer. Let's...
Brian, for goodness sake. What do you think I've been doing all day? Sitting in the tractor shed reading brochures from machinery companies?
Well, I didn't quite say that.
You may remember my telling you that fencing wasn't just the sort you could patch. Well, you could, but it wouldn't last long.
Ah.
So I had to get some from a specialist supplier.
Absolutely right.
But the reason I'm a bit late is that Jeff and I have just been fixing it.
Well, I knew you'd be on the case.
But you still thought you'd pick me up on it.
Right, sorry.
Well, don't worry. As it happens, it makes things easier.
In what way?
I'm here in response to your ultimatum, right?
Well, it wasn't an ultimatum.
Well, whatever you call it. I thought this might be a difficult conversation. But you know what? It's not going to be difficult at all.
Okay. I was right. The whole thing seems to have fallen apart.
What do you mean?
Well, the production's off. They've pulled the plug on it. Well, the Pratt and the Cheesecloth, Seth or whatever he calls himself. The Ambridge Renaissance has been postponed.
Well, in that case, I wish they'd drink up and go. Oh, no wonder Linda's upset.
Yeah, oh, and apparently there was a bit of subversion from our older villagers as well.
No, what did they do?
Oh, hey, serious stuff, loud conversations on the green, laughter at inappropriate moments.
Really?
Yeah, very tasteful, but effective resistance.
Oh, poor Linda. She thought it was marvellous, didn't she?
Yeah, well, I do feel a touch guilty, I admit it.
Well, so you should.
I just can't stand the pretentious twaddle you get from the likes of that lot.
No.
Anyway, I've told her the whole village is looking forward to all her other cultural stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so she's pleased about that, at least.
Well, from tomorrow you can start getting a grip on your community games, huh? That'll be one less thing for her to worry about.
Yeah, okay.
Look, let's not have any more fiascos, huh?
Oh, right, that's it.
Let's get that lot out of here, now.
Well, at last. I wonder when you were going to show up.
Have you finished?
Yeah, nearly. I just have the last bit of clearing up to do. So have you made up your mind?
I've just been to see Brian.
What?
I've told him. I won't be working on the crops for the new dairy.
You've told him?
Yeah. I'm out of the arable at Home Farm. I think he was shocked, to be honest.
He was shocked.
Didn't think I had the nerve.
Adam, so you're telling me that you've made up your mind and gone off and committed yourself to something that's going to change our lives completely?
Well,
without a single word to me.
Ian?
Well, thanks. I mean, did you give me a second thought?
Of course. I thought you knew how I felt.
Look, well, whether I did or not, why did you not talk it through with me first?
Well, I've told him now.
Great. And we've both got to live with the consequences.